podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Such a nice weekend. When the weather's nice, you feel guilty if you're inside. So after my afternoon nap on Sunday, Jimmy's like, come on, let's take Wombi for a walk.
Yeah.
All right, let's.
Hey, what up?
Yeah, that's not. I was like, and he's like, you need fresh air. Yeah. Let's go. Right.
Need to air you out, woman.
So we took a drive to Lonnie. And we parked there and we thought, oh, you know what we'll do? We'll take Wombi for a walk and then we'll go to Noble Rot, which is the wine bar on the corner.
Yeah.
Across from the Bowls Club, right?
Sure.
And I was like, what? Wine? Cheese? Yes, I'm there, right? So that's how he gets me out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And so as we're walking down the main street of Lonnie, Jimmy thinks, he's a funny guy. He likes to make some gags from time to time.
Yeah.
And I love him for that.
He is a fiend for a gag in front of strangers.
Yes. And he doesn't really care what people think, yeah. Which, you know, is great. But when you're dating someone who cares what people think so much,
yes,
that they feel bad for stopping at roundabouts, yeah, it can cause some friction.
Mm.
Yeah? Because there's been times before where he's like, oh, my back's sore. I'm just going to lay down and do my stretching in public.
Stretch that rolls out his back in public.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, when you got to go, you got to go.
And I love him. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I love him too.
I'm also just working with a psychologist to just really, really just accept it, you know? And that's on me. But we walked past, because on the main street of Lonnie there, you know how if you're facing the beach and there's all that parallel parking.
Yes, yeah.
Or angle parking, like, you might say, right? And as this old mate in a ute was driving in, because Jimmy was closest to the cars, he done the whole, oh, you hit me, right? Gag.
Oh, James.
Right?
Oh.
Anyway, I look up and it's an old mate because we're in Lonnie.
Yeah.
Right? This guy's like 75, 80.
Yeah. Probably can afford a payout, by the way.
But he's just like straight-faced it. And then I'm like, oh, nah, he's like, I started making the hand movements, like, nah, he's joking, silly.
You're doing the wacky waving inflatable arm man thing, like,
because I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because I'm in that space where I'm I'm awkward. Now this is a fire I've got to put out.
Yeah.
And so then Jimmy's like, ha, 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 classic gag. And I was like, oh, are you there? Turn around, the guy's just literally just staring. Just staring.
The guy would be like, what just happened? Did I hit him or not?
Yeah. And I said to Jimmy, I'm like, you can't pull these types of gags in Lonnie.
And not with the elderly.
You cannot. Number one, not a good gag to pull, I'm going to say, in general.
Yeah, agreed.
You're just stressing everyone out.
Scaring strangers is not a – I just don't think it's a good move in 2026.
I think because it was like the initial, oh, you got me. Ah, no, I'm joking, mate, joking. Yeah. I mean, the guy did come in hot, but I don't know whether he – you know, I don't know whether that was it for him and he was he's still sitting there. I'm not sure.
Better he comes in hot pointing at the beach than pointing at the front window of a Specsavers. You know what I'm saying? Like, bang, straight through. Classic.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I have never really been a leftovers guy.
Oh, no, I love leftovers.
I'm probably more pro leftovers now than I've ever been before.
Is it a taste thing?
No, it's a worried about getting sick thing.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. You're fine.
No, I know. I've gotten better at it. But, 15 odd years ago when I moved out of home, or like when I was sort of living away interstate, I would quite often call my mum, and I still occasionally will call mum and be like, hey, this has been in the fridge for XYZ amount of time.
Yeah, I do the same.
Do you think it'll be okay?
But my mum's someone that will throw it.
Yeah.
She's a big throw it.
Yeah.
She's not cut the mould off type woman.
Oh, no, good. I'm not sure if I am on board with anybody who's cut the mould off type of person.
Yeah, well, it depends. Okay. How far the mould goes.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. I don't think it does.
I think it does.
The presence of mould. What about the invisible mould?
Yeah, I think about it too. But sometimes you've got a really nice wheel of cheese and I'm not wasting half of it. It was $12.
Oh, mate.
It's cheese, you know?
I'll give you $6. I'll buy you a whole cheese wheel.
Please give me $6. You actually owe me $25, but whatever.
Do I?
Anyway, leftovers.
Do I owe you $25? We've got to talk about that. was that from? Poorly cooked foods, risky food preparation habits at all can lead to food poisoning. Improperly stored leftovers are also a key cause. They've released the top four culprits.
Okay. I just don't think about it that much. I just think if you don't think about it, it can't come and get you. You know what I mean?
Also incorrect.
Everyone's always like, oh, rice, it's so dangerous. Shut up. I'll have my leftover rice.
Rice is on the list, so Can you just let me do the thing?
Sorry.
What other ones do you think? Do you think you can?
Meat,
okay,
ham.
Actually, let's see if you can guess. What are the four? There's four here.
There's
so
four
rice,
here that make
correct.
People
rice
sick.
Is one. Here we go. Rice. Whether it's fried rice, risotto, or burritos, leftover grains can harbour spores of Bacillus cereus.
I know that guy.
Yeah, I went to school with him.
He grew up with my dad.
he's from the motherland. A common food poisoning bacterium that prefers starchy foods.
Really like that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's three more.
Next.
Do you need some game show music?
Yeah, I'd love some game show music, please. I'd say, now meat, definitely, but do I need to be specific?
Specific meat.
Chicken.
Yeah, cooked chicken. Cooked chicken. Poses a high risk since it's highly perishable once cooled.
Really?
Once you've removed your cooked chicken from the oven, any that you're not planning to immediately eat should be covered and refrigerated as soon as possible after cooling.
After cooling. Yeah.
It should be kept at room temperature for no more than a couple of hours, then stored in the fridge for 3 days. 3 days, that's all you got with chook. So those of us who are buying like the tradies handbag and leaving it in the fridge for a week, no good.
Not unless you put mayo on it, and then my understanding is that affects, that's fine.
Okay, two more.
Next.
Two more. And these are both, I would suggest, surprising. It might be a bit hard for you to. But one is a classic leftover.
Tuna.
No, but I'll give you.
Let's go pizza.
No, wait. Canned foods. I'll give you tuna for canned foods.
Okay, sorry. Right? I said tuna.
Well, fine while still in the can. Once open, they need to be sealed to avoid contamination from airborne germs.
Well, that's why I eat a can of chickpeas a day.
Tinned tomatoes can last 5 to 7 days, while meats, fish, fruit, vegetables and pasta can only be stored up to 3 days. So if you take tuna out of the tin, so what's the last one? This is a classic leftover.
Bolognese.
No.
Spaghetti.
On the same sort of cultural
pasta.
Train. No. No
salad.
Pasta. No, same cultural train. Stay in Italy.
Italians have salad.
I don't care. They're not known for their salad.
Yes, they are.
They're not. You don't know people for Italian salad.
Well,
and dressing.
French dressing and Greek salad. Okay, I'll give you that.
You go to a restaurant and they do pasta and. Come on!
Pasta and pizza.
Yes.
I said pizza.
You didn't say pizza.
I did before.
She never said pizza.
I did. Roll the tape.
52232955 if you heard her say pizza.
I definitely
see,
said
no
pizza.
One's calling. Surprisingly, the dried herbs and spices that people put on their pizzas are susceptible. So as long as you don't have vegetables on your pizza, you should be fine. They're the four. So just to recap that conversation. Cold pizza, rice, cooked chicken and canned foods.
See,
don't
eat
those.
Faves.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm telling you.
Especially canned pizza.
Okay. It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
If you were to win the Rip Curl Pro at Bell's Beach, you'd be raising a glass or two, one would think.
Yes, you would. You'd be ringing that bell.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, right. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm sure that's what it sounds like.
Damn, you put me on the spot.
Good mouth work, mate.
Don't ever say that to me again.
World's best surfers will be at Bell's Beach from tomorrow through to the 11th of April, but they're actually going out for some training this afternoon before this big concert with Wolf Mother and Spider Bait.
Yes.
It's free. You can get down and have a look. Get there early so you can see the world's best surfers doing their thing before you see some of the world's best musos doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the world's best radio announcers, Tim and Dave, are going to be there
exactly.
Doing their thing from 3 as well. So it's going to be absolutely huge way to kick off the World Surf League season for 2026 and celebrate the 50th anniversary as well. And one of our own is going to be out there amongst it. Her name is Ellie Harrison. She's from Bowen Heads and she joins us on the line now. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good,
Can
mate.
You tell we're pumped?
Yes. I am trying to be more pumped because I literally just woke up. But
I was going to say, have you been out for a surf already? You haven't been for a surf already this morning?
No, I'll head soon, but yeah, pretty big day yesterday, so just cruising this morning.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, congratulations. Yourself and Xavier Huxtable, both from Torquay Board Riders, both got in as wild cards. This is really special for the both of you because, you know, you're World Club champs, you're Prile Trial winners, Challenger Series contenders, Rip Curl team riders. You've kind of got this symbiotic relationship between the two of you. I imagine it must be awesome to be doing this together with Xavier as well.
Yeah, it's super special to get this done with Zave. He's a great surfer, so always have looked up to him. Yeah, super exciting to do it for Torquay Board Riders too, as World Club champs. So, yeah, hopefully we get some waves and can show what we can do. But, yeah, really excited.
Thank goodness you guys get along. That would have been really awkward if you'd been like, actually, we did have an argument 5 years ago.
Yeah, and Xavier's in too as well. Damn it!
Ellie, what's the road like to get to, you know, a place like this? Obviously, Loggy just rolled through all the accolades.
Yeah.
But to actually get into the Rip Curl Pro at Bells Beach, at your home sort of break, is that a huge deal? And what's the road like to get there?
Well, we're super lucky. I think most Australia events, we have like a local trials. So Zave and I just had to compete, obviously, men's and women's separately. And it was like 3 heats to the final and then you just have to win the whole comp. And, yeah, that's how you get in.
Pretty simple, just win the whole comp.
Just win the whole comp. For someone like you, though, Ali, it is simple. How does it feel, obviously, being on tour? This is the start of it. It's so exciting and it's so magical that right here in your hometown is this amazing event. That must just be so special.
Yeah, it's unreal. It's really special. It's the third one I'm competing in now and everyone is just like, it's the best time of the year. I really love it. My whole family comes down. My grandma comes down.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Really excited for another one. And, my brother's home from Western Australia. So nice. Really exciting time. And
nice.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah.
Ellie, you're a local wild card and I bet you've been called worse. But what's it going to take for you to come from that wild card position? You know, there's some of the best surfers in the world, you know, that have been doing it for, you know, decades and, you know, smashing it, whatever, right around the world. What's it going to take for you to be able to ring that bell?
I stubbed my toe, sorry.
Don't do that! Oh, my God!
I mean it! How will you hang 10?
Yes!
Is our understanding.
Ten. Yeah.
Oh, my God, those precious toes. Take care of them. Stop. Whatever you're doing, stop.
I know, I keep walking in circles. there's some really good surfers this year. Chris is back, Steph's back. So there's, like, so many world champs in the draw now, but I think it would just take, doing my own thing as I do. And, surfing my absolute best because they are the best in the world. So.
Yeah, well, you're up there, girl. And the World Surf League has kicked off the 50th anniversary series. This is so exciting. The biggest names who have been and won and rung the bell at Bells are down there as well, this series. Parties, do they go off? Do you get to... I'm not sure if you can say it or not, but are there some pretty good parties going around?
Yeah. Everyone, like, gets around it and celebrates at the end, so it's super fun. I think they had, like, the swellians last night. I always skip the ones when I'm still in the comp, but after I have fun with my friends and family, which is you always better do, but I have balance.
Good on you, gal.
We've had a look at the surf report for today, because you'll get out there this afternoon and do some training with everyone else. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what I've discovered about today is that there are overheads, Ellie, and possibly double overheads. Is that good?
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
See some fun waves out there today.
Yeah. So Tom and I don't really know what we're talking about when it comes to surfing, as you've probably realised. So if we say something like, see in the green room, like, is that cool? Is that cool?
See,
be honest.
No. We don't really use green room.
Okay. I've been running that alley.
It is a surf shop name, so I guess.
Okay. What about if I'm like, I'll see you at the back?
Yeah, out the back.
We'll see you out the back.
Good. Anything else that actually has cred? Is there anything?
No,
that
let it.
Get off my way.
Locals only. Do you get to yell that at this wave?
No, nah.
Do you have a? Sorry, we're here just peppering you with questions.
I know.
Do you
have,
we don't know anything. So, just one last question before we let you go, Ellie, and do your thing, and obviously smash it at Rip Curl. But do you have a secret spot that you can tell us about?
No, absolutely not, Ellie. Don't answer that.
Secret spot.
No, don't.
No, not really. Like, I don't really know any secret spots. But like, I'll normally if you find a bank and like no one has really like gotten onto it yet, you kind of don't really tell anyone that you're surfing it. But yeah. Everyone finds it. Like, nothing's secret.
Oh, bless.
2026, isn't it?
Exactly. Surfing. Exactly.
Ellie, mate, we are stoked for you. We are super excited. We'll see you out the back. And
we can't wait. You do us proud. You do us so proud, mate. And we are so excited to see what you do for Torquay Surf or Board Riders, I should say.
Zave as well. Zave as well. But thanks for having a chat to us this morning, mate. And hopefully we'll see you across the competition.
Thanks, heaps, guys. Thanks for having me on. Have a good day.
You too.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
You're weird.
In so many ways. And I know that. I know what I am. But one of those things that I am not a huge fan of is leftovers. We found an article that explained the top four culprits when it comes to making you unwell. I've got to do the thing again, don't I?
Well, I mean, jazz it up a little.
Oh, like here we go. Canned food.
Yes.
Cooked chook.
Yes.
Rice.
Yum.
And cold pizza. Apparently the four main culprits. Can I stop that now?
Yeah, thanks. They're all my favourite things.
Yeah, these are a few of Log's favourite things that will make you crook if you leave them too long. And maybe it's because they are big leftovers that people do like to eat.
Oh, bias.
Yes, everybody.
Like bias numbers.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, the cooked chook, I mean, who hasn't left a Woolies chook in the fridge for a week and sort of picked at it as what's going on?
Yeah, it's apparently, fine, isn't it?
No.
You're too good for leftovers, which is what I'm picking up. You just refuse to eat leftovers of any variety.
I eat them sometimes, maybe the next day, not 2 days later, and even then only sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, you're not really a leftovers guy, whereas I love leftovers, big leftovers fan. Let's discuss, shall we? Leanne from Kerr Lewis, are you with Tom on this ridiculous thought?
I am with Tom. I will not eat leftovers. My husband can, but I will not.
Okay, Leanne, what's your thinking? Why is it?
I don't want to vomit the next day.
Boom.
Does he vomit often, Leanne?
No, never, but it's still the thought. I can make myself nauseous just the thought of eating leftovers the next day.
So if you were just cooking for yourself, would you then throw the leftover, like whatever you've got left over, would you throw it straight in the bin?
Straight in the bin.
Yeah.
Okay, no, you guys need it. You guys need Leftovers Anonymous or something. Like, seriously, that seems like an issue.
No, I don't mind that. That's the way I used to be as well.
In this economy, come on. Michael from Ocean Grove, surely you're with me. Eating leftovers is the cat's pajamas.
No.
Yeah, so you're not.
No.
You never eat them?
No. Look, maybe if I'm really scratching around or, you know, I've got no money or I've got absolutely nothing else, no other option than starving, I'll eat them, but it's not even really about the health benefits. It's just about looking at it in the fridge and going, that's just slop.
Yeah.
So you're not a slop guy.
No, you know, the vegetables are never the same. The rice is never the same. The pizza's never the same. Nothing's ever the same. I like to have it when it's made.
It's a good metaphor for life. Though,
yeah, it really is.
Stacey's on the line from Cryo. Morning, Stace. Are you a leftovers person?
I wasn't, but then busy schedule with working and kids and studying and things, and I've had to start doing meal preps, otherwise we don't get dinner until like 9 o'clock at night, and by then it's too late for the kids to go to bed.
Exactly. That's why leftovers are awesome.
Sounds like Stace isn't really trying, to be honest.
Stace, I'll punch him in the throat for you, don't worry.
I've already moved on.
Amanda from Corio, leftovers. You love them, yes or no?
I love leftovers. Yes. I meal prep as well. Mm. But also breakfast this morning is leftover pizza.
Yum. And that was my breakfast the other day. So I'm with you, Amanda.
Amanda, yep. Was the pizza it's fresh great. Last night?
It was fresh last night.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
If there was any leftover tomorrow, we would eat it tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
And kids, you've lost me.
Like, the kids love cold pizza for breakfast. Mm-hmm. We love cold pizza. Yeah. We meal prep as long as it's cooked properly the first time and it's stored properly.
Yeah, it'll last forever, right, Amanda? It'll last forever. What could go wrong?
Well, she's fine. I'm fine.
Someone check on those children. Andrew and Armstrong Creek.
You're just really setting fire to everything today, aren't you?
Oh, fine.
My God.
Andrew, surely not, mate. No leftovers in your house?
Look, leftovers are a gift from the gods. Today's reward. Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you, Andrew.
A good stir fry, a good pasta, perfect for leftovers.
Oh, God.
There are some foods that just don't. They're not compatible, and I totally get that. Mm. But there's some foods where you're making a stir fry and you can see tomorrow's lunch in the bowl already. It's just far too easy. It's cost effective. It's economical. It's time economical. And if you have a look, rice is actually better for you 24 to 48 hours later.
Look, after you know what? Fresh. I believe you. No qualifications. Who cares? I'm on Andrew's team.
Just quickly, Andrew,
there you go.
Have you ever done any voice work? Because your dulcet tones, my friend, you could tell me anything and I'd believe it.
I can do a bit of voice work for you, but it's $1 a minute. So, okay. You know. Good.
That's the standard price. that's generally what I pay.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.